Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the slight frustrations of springtime is that it doesn't go on forever. So many of our favorite vegetables come and go so quickly that we wish there were a way to, well, preserve the moment. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scolo Cooking School, you've got some techniques that allow us to do just that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not exactly the same as fresh, but, you know, pickling and canning of spring favorites is something that's great to do.
Now, that usually occurs to people toward the end of the
growing
season.
Right, as a mean to sort of, you know, use all the extra bounty.
Get it into winter.
From the garden and get it through there. But, you know, there's some things we see in spring that you just can't do in the fall, so it's worth working on.
Okay, well, I'm all ears.
Well, and it also gives us a chance to talk about the different sort of styles or things you can do. I mean, mm-hmm. So ramps are something that are sort of really going crazy right now.
Yeah.
And the sort of quick pickle is great for ramps. You know, basically just cutting the leafy tops off and leaving that bulbous bottom.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the tops are awesome to make pesto out of.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, people toss them in salads and stuff, mm-hmm. but they make a really killer pesto. But, you know, pickled ramps are basically, you know, the quick pickle of sort of chilies, bay leaves, fennel seeds, black peppercorns, vinegar, salt, a little sugar. And you basically pack the ramps into the jar, heat the liquid up, pour it over it, seal the lid on it, and throw it in your fridge. And, you know, for a good, you know, 2-3 months, you've got these great little pickled ramps, which are a great accompaniment or added into dishes. They're great.
Kind of oniony.
Yes. I mean, that's perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think asparagus are something super cool to can.
Yes.
And I, you know, people at home who do this all the time probably say, where have you been? But I found that Ball makes a 1.5 pint canning jar that's extra tall.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you don't have to chop the asparagus down. You can them in a large size, in a tall jar, but not a big jar. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, they easily fit into the quart or the half gallon jar.
Right.
But these pint jars allow you to almost just pickle a bunch at a time. And this is true canning, where you're going to actually prepare the broth, sterilize the jars, put the asparagus in, put them in the boiling water bath for 10 minutes. And then, mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to store them in the fridge. If you do it right, they can last, you know, a year in the jar.
About sterilizing the jars, is running them through the dishwasher sufficient?
Yeah, that seems to be great. I mean, it works very well, and people say either that or dipping them in boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a great recipe for, you know, canning pickled asparagus, and it's awesome.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
One of the other things that I think I love, like when I get Indian food, is that hot pickle condiment you get that's sort of a melange of vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that come out in the spring are very good for that. Peas, of course, baby carrots, radishes, you know, small baby peppers, and then a whole plethora of like turmeric, fenugreek, mustard seed, cumin, fennel, coriander, blah, 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 blah. You know, but this is a pickle that's made with mostly oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so you preserve them in oil, but they're super spicy and they add a really interesting zest to all sorts of things.
Will there be much chopping of these ingredients?
Depending on the size of your jar, they can be left large or small, but I like them a little bit larger for the fun of it. And then one thing that's cool is preserving radishes, which are a great spring thing, in chili oil. You know, making a julienne out of them and then using something simple like soy sauce, sambal, and sesame oil, and preserving them as like a spicy radish condiment.
Mm-hmm.
And so these last for, you know, 6 months in the fridge, and they're perfect to use on all sorts of things to add some spice and crunch.
Oh, yeah. Sounds vaguely Germanic to me.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I have recipes for all these things. We're going to put them up on the website, and you guys can have fun preserving spring to get you through the winter.
Well, thanks, Jerry. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.